soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Okay, we are back. 11 minutes before 10, 74 degrees. Sunny skies, not too humid out, really a very, very nice weather day. Tom Rafferty sitting in for Dave Kane, Kane and Company. I am not Kane, but you still are the company. And on the phone lines, we have Dr. Andrew Porter, our guest from Sturdy Memorial Hospital, Sturdy Associates. Dr. Porter, I just want to change gears here for a second. You're also specialized and certified in sports medicine. I was listening to a lecture from a doctor out in the Midwest in my research here, and I'm wondering if some of these things you know happen to you when you see younger people. He was talking about how young people who want to prepare to play football, how they can test to see if they might be susceptible to a concussion. He also talked about possible heart murmurs. There were tests to do. How careful are you with young people that want to play a vigorous sport? What are you looking for? And, you know, do you have that same kind of data with concussions and things to look at in a patient before they get into football or rugby or soccer?
Yeah, that's a great question. We take adolescents, in particular adolescents, you know, interested in sports or partaking in really physical activities very seriously. And in general, most athletes, you know, if they're preparing to start a sport or a new season, will undergo a medical evaluation to exactly as I said, look for any heart murmurs or anything that could be concerning that could predispose them to developing an injury or even something more serious, you know, after starting, you know, sports or a new sport. And then, you know, with injuries, both overuse injuries as well as acute injuries, you know, I have a great team of sports medicine doctors here at Sturdy, you know, both surgical and on surgeries, from, you know, pre-sports testing to, you know, evaluation should, you know, something start to hurt or you have an acute injury. Concussions, you know, are something that, you know, I thankfully making more headlines recently in the last 5 to 10 years, and something we really do need to be aware of and take very seriously, especially in young athletes, to, you know, make sure parents are aware of the signs and symptoms of these, and then, you know, treating these very seriously. If there's any suspicion that an athlete has sustained a concussion in the field of play, we take them out immediately, monitor their symptoms, and then get them back, you know, with a staged protocol so that they can, you know, have to pass one stage to proceed on to the next before they're cleared to return to play.
Mm-hmm. You also deal with a term. I'm not quite sure what it is. Maybe you can explain. I'm sure if I don't know, there are probably several thousand in our audience who doesn't know. What is trauma? How do you treat that? Did you study that? And how does that relate to orthopedic surgery?
So trauma is what we refer to as, in general, an acute or a new injury you've sustained. That can be, you know, in a motor vehicle accident. It can be a trip and fall. It can be, you know, a broken or fractured bone that a patient or an athlete sustained, or, you know, a ligamentous injury, an ACL tear. All of those are under the umbrella term of trauma, which really means a new injury, you know, that's caused the patient or the athlete pain, discomfort, and in a lot of instances needs to be evaluated by an orthopedic surgeon to check the stability of that joint, to, you know, evaluate the fracture or break with x-rays and come up with a treatment plan to get that individual back to what they want to do as soon as possible, but also with, you know, hopefully no long-term deficits or ongoing nagging injuries.
Okay. Dr. Andrew Porter, 3 years at Sturdy Memorial Hospital as a board-certified orthopedic doctor, surgery, specializes in sports medicine, specializes in hip, shoulder, knee reconstruction, and replacement. Very, very gifted, and I do understand through other people that you have a terrific, quote-unquote, bedside manner. You're very good to talk to. You're a great listener. I want you to kind of, if you could, list why people would want to come in to see you on a first appointment. What's happening with them, and what happens in that first appointment with Dr. Andrew Porter at Sturdy?
So generally people come to see me if they're having, you know, some discomfort or some pain, and sometimes it's with, you know, every activity or constant pain, or sometimes it's activity specific. You know, it doesn't, you know, their knee or hip or whatever it may be, it doesn't bother them most days, but, you know, they're an avid pickleball player, or they enjoy going for walks on the beach, and in those certain instances they have or are experiencing some discomfort. And so that's a reason to come and be seen. You know, we can't necessarily get rid of every ache and pain, but if it's something that's been constant or is getting worse, or, you know, has bothered you for a long period of time, I think it does make sense to come in and be evaluated. And, you know, generally on a patient's first visit to our office, we get x-rays of the affected body part, whatever is bothering them, so we can take a look at that. You know, the x-rays only show us bone. We can't necessarily see cartilage or ligaments or tendons, but it does give us a glimpse into the joint, and we can tell certainly if something's broken or if there is arthritis present. If we decide we need some, you know, additional imaging or to further evaluate things, we can order something like a CT scan or an MRI. And then really just try to give you some, first and foremost, give you answers as to why this is happening, why you're experiencing what you're experiencing, and then lay out the treatment options, you know, which span from, you know, just doing nothing and continuing to monitor it, which is fine, or, you know, sometimes over-the-counter medications or anti-inflammatory medications like Motrin, Aleve, Advil, ibuprofen can be helpful. Mm-hmm. Ice and elevation can be helpful for certain injuries or arthritic joints or arthritic pain. There's the option of doing some physical therapy to work on some stretching and strengthening to strengthen the muscles around that joint or around that injury. We have the ability to do injections and, several types of injections, steroid injections, gel injections, PRP injections. And then, you know, ultimately, if it's something that, we've tried a number of these modalities and you're not getting the relief you desire, there are surgical treatment options to address these injuries as well. But all of that, you know, is, again, we really come to it through shared decision making, laying out the options, identifying, how much this is bothering you, what you want to do about it, and then coming up with a customized plan for you.
Okay. What is the most efficient, the quickest way for people to make an appointment with you? Would it be a phone number or an email address? How do they directly get into your office for that first-time appointment?
So I think the best way would be to give our office a call. The phone number there is 508-236-8997. You'll get in touch with our office and our schedulers, and they can make an appointment for you. If you have a certain doctor you'd like to request, we will accommodate that, or if it's, and get you to the appropriate surgeon. And we all do specialize in slightly different things, so getting you to the appropriate surgeon or doctor that can help with whatever you're dealing with. We also have information on our website, sturdyhealth.org. You can go either to the medical services tab there and select orthopedics and sports medicine. And you, if there is a provider or a doctor or a surgeon you wanted to see specifically, there's a find a provider tab there as well, and you can locate that specific doctor by name.
Okay. Dr. Andrew Porter from Sturdy. you know, when you're not helping patients and you're just out in the community with your family, enjoying a day, a weekend, where would we find Dr. Porter? Would we find you at a Patriots game or maybe hiking? What is activities for you that, you know, are kind of clear your head as a surgeon going out into the community and doing wonderful things?
I certainly love the Boston sports teams, the Celtics and Patriots in particular. I've followed since I was a kid growing up here in New England. I always love going to games or just watching them, you know, at home on the TV.
You're listening to WARA, 1320 AM.
Go ahead, Doctor.
I enjoy exercising, fishing, going out to eat, trying new places to eat around the area or in the surrounding areas. And just a lot of it, just spending time outside, especially now in the summer, we're having this beautiful weather.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for the last 30 minutes or so, Dr. Andrew Porter. You are at Sturdy Hospital, and you specialize in so many orthopedic procedures and sports medicine. The phone number again, 50. Continued success to you.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me on.
An agency up in Newton. She's the one that puts these interviews together. I would not have the connections reach Dr. Porter, and she does. She's wonderful. Dr. Porter did the interview courtesy of